Tonight on television, we were talking earlier on there, Philip Boucher Hayes, about his programme last Sunday. Well, tonight on RTE2, there is a show called My Best Shot. It is a new comedy dating show presented by the amazing, ubiquitous Bernard O'Shea, in which singles rate each other's awkward family photos in an attempt to find a life partner. Bernard is on the line. Bernard, how are you?
Hey, Colm, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Okay, give me your best shot.
Well, basically, the idea of the show is that I think it's on the 19th of December. Now, it might be moved to tonight, but I think it could be on the 19th.
I think you're right.
Yes, yes.
So we can talk today and next week about it.
The 19th of December, yeah. The 19th of December, it's on. It's called My Best Shot, and basically the idea of it is that... Sorry, I sneezed. The idea of it is basically we have four beautiful women and four beautiful men that were sent off to get their very best shot. Like, think about your Facebook profile page.
Right.
The best shot you could possibly get, right?
Yeah.
So I comes out, and basically I introduce the boys and introduce the girls. However, they cannot see each other because between them is a screen, right? And all they see, and the only way they're allowed to make a decision on who they want left in the game, basically, is by their photographs. So firstly, the guys will see a photograph of girls when they're little babies, they're toddlers, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a bit of crap about that and a bit of fun about that. And they'll get rid of a girl. And likewise, on the other side, they'll get rid of a boy.
Right.
Then we come on to the kind of more awkward teenage years, right?
Which everyone's picture at the teenage years is... Because I was actually just thinking there of my own. I remember before my teenage years, I think about 11, I was forced to join the Scouts. And my mother took a picture of me in the Scouts uniform, which I didn't want to be in. I thought was awful. And in fairness, I looked like a small, long-haired Nazi.
Yes, but now you look like a beautiful Greek kind of goddess that sells... You know, that sells
fruit.
Oil, beach, arrows, you know?
Okay,
so, yeah. No, like, people know now that you're probably one of the most sexiest men in radio. So, that scout picture, if you were on my show, that scout picture, you might be out of the game.
Yeah, you have seen, if you've seen it, I'm definitely out of the game.
Right. Now, but say, for instance, Colm, you were voted out of the game, and we got your best shot. When you go out, say, in round two, you go up there's... And then they'll see your best shot, and generally what happens, they go, oh no, we just missed out on the sexiest man that lives.
Right, okay, and in the history of the planet,
Yes, so and so there's three rounds, and then in the end there's two left, right?
Yeah.
And what they do is we have these kind of very high-tech pads, and they press which best shot they want left in. They'll see the remaining best shots. And they'll press the button, and basically what will happen is whatever the girls decide, they pick it, and then all of a sudden, bang, there's only two people left, the screen lifts up, and a kind of in a blind date a la moment, they are sent on a very luxurious-ish type date.
And do we find out, do they get on well together, or do they go off with their photo albums and look through all the other pictures, or what happens then? Do they get married?
Well, I don't want to really give away what happens at the end, because there's a little bit of a twist at the end of the show. But you'll have to tune in on the 19th of December at 10 o'clock on RT2 to find out what that twist is.
Now, Bernard, you're a particularly dapper, well-dressed human being, and and you always put yourself, you always put your best front out, as your mother would say. Will you be revealing any pictures of yourself? I find it hard to imagine what you looked like when you were, 1 or 2 years of age. I would imagine it's slightly frightening.
Well, this is the difference between what I loved about this show is that, and I'd say. The generation gap between people who have photographs and don't have photographs is massive, because once cameras became kind of cheaper and digital, the whole thing came on board, people in their early 20s have huge amounts of photographs, whether they be from Bebo, it's MySpace now, eventually onto Facebook. They can take photographs on their phone. I'm only 34, but yet there was very few photographs of me as a baby. Now, we do have one. We will be showing one of them, which is me. I might have been in junior infants or baby infants or something like that.
Yeah.
But I had one baby photograph. I don't know how I defied gravity as a baby, because I had the biggest head and the tiniest body. I looked like an alien, right? And we had one photograph of me under a tree at home. And I brought it up to do something with Republica Telly, and I thought I had it, and you know what? I lost it.
Yeah.
And I went, no, God, that's the only photograph we have of you as a baby, and I lost it.
If you had a tremendously large head and a quite small body, and you looked like an alien, that may account for the fact that there aren't too many pictures of you.
Well, do you know what, Colin? Right? I'll exclusively reveal this on your show, right?
Yeah.
My wife is pregnant at the moment, and I just want to say, if I find the man who did it to her, I will kick the living bejapers out of her, right? But, right?
Is this your first baby, Bernard?
Yeah, it's our first baby, yeah.
How are you about that?
Petrified.
That's a good word. That's a good start, because it can only get better from that moment.
I know nothing about babies. I have never. I'm going to start talking to a few of them to see what I do, you know.
That's a good idea, yeah. And they do an awful lot. I mean, from day one, there's stuff happening all over that baby.
But say, for instance, we will have hundreds of baby photographs. Or, do you know when babies enter the world?
Yeah.
Their heads can be a bit cone-shaped.
Yes.
So that's why people don't have, my wife is saying, that's why people sometimes don't have baby photographs, because they want their head to go back to normal.
Yeah, babies' heads are a little bit like jelly. They need time to settle.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but my head never settled. Right? So even now, I have the weirdest shaped head. I had to shave it for a kind of a short film 10 years ago. Yeah. And I remember they shaved it, and the director went, oh no, can you get him awake?
Can you ever get a hat to fit on that head?
No, I just have a weird, I have a big colchy head, and my hair just basically won't grow long. It just grows out like a ditch.
Yeah.
But do you know what? On my best shot, when we were looking through the photographs of people, the difference between people, especially, I have to say, especially amongst men, the difference between guys when they're 17 and 18, a photograph of them, and what they're like now, I really genuinely think men blossom in their late 20s. And I think, you know, the difference is incredible. Like, but what I have to say, though, like, what I love about the show is that when you see the best shot of the girls, and you see how they're dolled up on the night, and the difference between them and, say, their teenage years is just phenomenal.
I have a theory of that. It's the theory of the Irish evolution of the male, right? And that's up to 15. Sure, mammy is taking care of us and cleaning behind the ear, and sure, you'll wear that shirt and you'll look fantastic. From about 16, 17 and 18, we're going, mammy, don't touch me. And we turn into a train wreck, and like we live in a ditch for about 5 years. Then we find a girlfriend, and sure, doesn't she go, you're not wearing that shirt anymore, we'll get you something nice, and then you turn into what mammy had you as anyway, you know. So there is a period of desolation and isolation for all of us, and you will return back to Bernard at one stage.
You'll go back to yourself. Like, there was one, I don't want to give too much away, because it's on the 17th of December at 10 o'clock on RT2.
It's on the 19th, the 19th!
The 19th of December on
RT2.
At 10 o'clock, 19th of December.
Yeah.
One girl gave us a photograph, and I said to her, like, you know, it was just the most mental photograph I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much away, but she's wearing the same clothes as a horse, right? I just gave it away. But and you're kind of thinking, what were you thinking? She goes, no, that was my decision, you know, I wanted to dress my horse up the same as me. Like, and it's just, all this is basically is an excuse for the crack. That's all it is.
It's an excuse to mock people.
Yeah, no, it's not, because these people are willingly giving their photographs.
Yeah.
And you know what? I can't mock people anyway, because, like, who am I? I am the ultimate. I am the ultimate butt of all jokes. So I don't really, you know. But it's just very good fun. That's all it is. It's just a bit of crack.
I think it sounds great. I'm really, really looking forward to it. Listen, just one quick thing as well, Bernard. Did you? Is there a scene on Monday's Republic of Telly with the Anchorman? The cast of Anchorman 2.
I can't say too much, but if I said yes, it wouldn't be a lie.
Well, yes is fine, because it's all over the newspapers today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Jennifer Maguire claiming that she got, she's been on to them all the time, and that's it. Are they in many scenes? Are they the entire Republic of Telly, or is it one scene on Monday?
Colm, you'll have to tune in on Monday.
Fine, okay. Well, we will. Bernard, listen, my best shot, RT2, Thursday, 19th of December at 10 o'clock. Always good talking to you. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Colin. Colin, thanks a million.
Take care of yourself. See you now. Bye-bye. Bye.